What's the word on Main Street? I'm glad you asked. I'm Sarah Pebworth, here with a look ahead at the week's offerings in the visual and literary arts. Want to know how to get a sporty WERU bumper sticker? Make a donation to the station. You could get one right now by donating online at weru.org/donate. If you like chatting with real people, try calling the station at area code 207-469-6600. Your gift is tax deductible and comes with a nice feeling that you're supporting a wonderful community radio station and a bumper sticker. That daylight savings time really makes the evening longer, doesn't it? Now there's even more time for reading. If you like a crime novel, maybe you should join the Maine Mystery Book Discussion in person or via Zoom every third Saturday of the month. So today, 12:45 p.m. at the Ellsworth Public Library. For more information, go to the Ellsworth Library's website. Mystery Book Club is meeting on Tuesday, November 19th at the Friend Memorial Library in Brooklyn. They'll be discussing Louise Penny's Still Life at 1 p.m. on the 19th. Did you know Louise Penny has published 21 books? That's a lot of book club fodder. How lovely that the mystery book clubs don't meet at the same time, so technically you could go to both. Speaking of Brooklyn, Maine, did you know E.B. White lived there on a saltwater farm with his wife Catherine, the New Yorker editor? The history of the Friend Memorial Library is charmingly laid out on the library's website, and the Whites figure prominently beginning in 1938. The library is undergoing a capital campaign, in part to expand and create the Maritime Research Center. The website explains that the center will include the extensive Maritime Research Library donated by John Wilson, founder and former owner of Wooden Boat Magazine and Wooden Boat School, and more than 155,000 images from maritime photographer Benjamin Mendelowitz. Down the road from Brooklyn, you'll find the Cannery at South Penobscot. Tonight at 6 p.m., they're hosting a performance with Kyle Tomlinson on cello, Steve Benson on poetry, and a post-performance potluck. The Cannery presents contemporary experimental art with a focus on sound, music, performance, and the word. Find out more at cannerysouthpenobscot.org. There's a webinar with Maine State Library Genealogy Reference Specialist, there's a title for you, B.J. Jamieson, who will discuss genealogy resources other than Ancestry.com and how to find them. That's on Tuesday, November 19th at 6:30. You can register at bhpl.net. On Wednesday at 6 p.m. is Gather, a program from Maine Writers and Publishers Alliance. MWPA members and friends are invited to meet and mingle. There's no agenda to Gather besides getting together to talk writing, reading, and life. You can find all the details on MWPA's website, mainewriters.org. This month, you could join in person in Bangor, Belfast, Blue Hill, Brunswick. I swear it's not just in towns starting with B's, because it's also in Waterville. And online for poets who want to commiserate or conversate in rhyme, or at least alliteration. That's on the 20th at 6 p.m. Library on the third Thursday of the month. Grieving Through Reading is a program offered at the Bangor Public Library on the third Thursday of the month, so the 21st, at noon. Read books that help deal with loss, then come for a facilitated discussion. November's book is Being Mortal, and up for December is The Gentle Art of Swedish Death Cleaning. Check the Bangor Library website for all the details. Talking About My Art and Yours is a panel discussion with local artists Eileen Ahern, Allison Dibble, Martin Gallant, and Larry Moffat about their differing approaches to landscape and seascape art. This is happening Thursday, November 21st, 7 p.m. at Blue Hill Library. If art isn't your thing, but sharks are, head to Jessup Memorial Library in Bar Harbor on Thursday night. Science writer Rhett Talbot will read from and discuss the book he co-authored with shark biologist Greg Skomal about the resurgence of the white shark population in the western North Atlantic. Register to attend in person or online at jessuplibrary.org. And again, that program is Thursday, November 21st at 7 p.m. Remember, double check the date and time before you go to any event. We'd hate for the word on Main Street to be a four-letter one. This has been Sarah Pebworth with What's the Word on Main Street?